Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. We're just a little over a week away from entering Holy Week, actually a week from today, I guess, right? Or a week from yesterday, Sunday, and special time of year. And as I was preparing for this week, one of the things that came to my mind was the passage from Joel 2 that we've heard a few times in the liturgy of the church, in the prayer of the church over the last number of weeks, that call to come back to the Lord. Even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. You know, it's one of the fundamental passages that orients us to this season. And the part of it which grabbed me was, return to me with all your heart. That the whole journey of Lent is a journey of the heart. It's the heart of God in the person of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit calling out to every human heart and to those of us who are in the church to come deeper, to go all the way in our union with the Lord, to reciprocate the radical love with which He loves us, the mercy that He's extending to us, and His deep respect for our freedom. And He's calling us and inviting us, and saints are praying, cheering us on, and our loved ones have gone home to the Lord, are praying in heaven because they see the full treasure, and they're praying for us, I believe, to make the most of this time as we prepare to enter into Holy Week next week in the celebration of Easter. And Joel 2, you know, God's called to a sincere return to Him, and it's really good to be able to hear that call from the voice, the heart of a loving Father. The Father loves us so deeply, friends, those who are made in the image and likeness of His beloved Son. For God so loved you that He sent His Son to lay down His life, to become one of us, to take on our enemies and to destroy them on the cross. And we'll see this so profoundly next week in Holy Week in His triumphant battle against the enemy. And love wins. God's love wins. The love revealed in Jesus Christ is the love that wins. And the Father wants to bring us into that love. And what gets revealed, even in this Joel passage, chapter 2, is the gracious and merciful heart of the Father. And the passages from the Old Testament, He's slow to anger and He's abounding in steadfast love. It's so important for us to be able to hear. There's some other passages, Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and find me, and when you seek me with all your heart, that's the key, that's the conversion, that's the thing that the Father's longing most for. In this season of Lent, where we've had these disciplines that we've entered into, this penitential season, really important. It helps us kind of make a decision and to do the things that help us draw nearer to God and to learn how to live in the world, but not of the world so much. And purification's happening, and hopefully frequent reception of the sacraments is part of our life. But at the heart of all of it is the heart of the Father. It's His desire for us by grace to see that the road to life, the road to freedom, the road to union with God is a profound decision of the heart, the seat of decision, the core of who we are, that place of decision within us, to make it the most fundamental decision, the full surrender of our lives to God. And made me think about St. John Paul II in a document he wrote on evangelization and mission, Redemptoris Missio, Mission of the Redeemer. He lays out beautifully. If you haven't had a chance to pick that up at some point, I encourage you to read it. It's really good. It's not that long, but it's loaded with clarity, really a Christian mind and an understanding of the church's awareness of the fundamental reality of mission in each and every one of our lives, and that the church itself is a mission, you know, which lives on mission. It's participating in the Trinitarian missions of the life, the initiative of the Father through the Son and in the Holy Spirit that brings about salvation. Mission is God's idea. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit began the mission. And the mission is what Jesus demonstrated and what we heard again and again in the Gospels and different. Repent and believe the good news. Repent means turn, come toward the direction you're moving in, turn away from that direction and turn directly to God. God is calling out to you and to me and the person of Jesus Christ. And his message is clear, and we're responsible, and he's calling us to a profound and total response to that call. But he also demonstrated on the cross, and we'll see it so clearly, the motive that's moving God. It's God's love. It's the total love of God. It's the unlimited love of God, calling us into life, sharing life with God. That call really is what St. John Paul II touched on in the document on Redemptoris Missio, was helping us see what is at the essence of the life of the church, and simply echoing Pope Paul VI in his amazing document called Evangelii Nuntiandi, where he said, you know, the church exists to evangelize. It's her deepest identity. Who's the church? The church is all those who are baptized into Christ, united to him in heaven and earth. The church is really God's gift, God's people, sharing in the life of God. And through the church now, the mission of Jesus, the mission of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit moves through us, moves through the church, through the preaching of the church, through the apostolic teaching of the church, through the sacraments of the church, through the sending of ordinary people along with the great missionaries and the great teachers, you know, and again, the great priests of our time who are doing such a great job, and our religious sisters and arranged, but everybody who's baptized into Christ, in the person of Christ, is fundamentally called to mission. It's not just something we do, it's who we are. We're a people, a missionary people, because God is missionary. God is seeking to save the lost. He's searching the earth, every square inch of the earth. He's after every single human heart, and he wants us to share in that. And how we become effective in it and fruitful, and the light goes on more effectively in us, like, how do we do that? Where do we do that? What is it supposed to look like? When we go all in with the Lord ourselves, when we fall in love, when we go deeper and deeper into our response to the call that he's extended to each and every one of us. That's partly what St. John Paul so beautifully describes in paragraph 46, 47, this area he's describing again. He said, the church exists to evangelize. Okay, so if she does, what is evangelization? What's the purpose of it? It's to seek conversion, he says. And the whole church said, every single person that comes to faith comes through the word. The church is born through the preaching of Jesus Christ and the apostles. That's how God designed it. This powerful word that proclaims the truth about who Christ is, who the Father is, what salvation is, that diagnoses our life, helps us understand to see who we are, how far away we are, what's the root problem Jesus has come to solve, the sin problem, and the rest of it. But it's seeking conversion. So if the mission of the church and Jesus' personal pursuit of you and me, his word is come to us through the church in our time. And what is the church doing? It's the voice of Jesus. It's the voice of the Father under the anointing and grace of the Holy Spirit. It's a call to conversion. So then St. John Paul II goes on to say, then if that's the case, then what is conversion? Conversion is expressed in a faith which is total and radical, which neither limits nor hinders God's gift. It's a direct quote from St. John Paul II. Back it up even further. At the beginning of that sentence, he says what? Conversion is what? From the outset, conversion is expressed in a faith which is total and radical. So as we move toward next week and the celebration of Holy Week, and we're in the midst of our turning in the season of Lent to deeper depths of surrender to the Lord, this line from Redemptoris Missio is so helpful, so precise. You say, well, what does the Lord want from me? He wants conversion from your heart. Okay, what does that mean exactly? What it means is from the very outset of his call to you, of the gospel being proclaimed to you, the words that are coming to you through the liturgies or through friends or through the word of God, the call that's there. What he wants from us is faith. The church understands faith in at least two ways. One is we accept the truth that's communicated completely, With our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we accept the truth about what's revealed to us about Jesus, about the Father, about the human condition. We say yes to it. The second part of that yes is a total surrender of our lives from the heart. We entrust ourselves to a person, to God. That's why the Holy Father put it in those words, conversion is expressed from the outset in a faith which is total and radical, which neither limits nor hinders God's gift. So what's the normal Catholic life grounded in? What does it mean to be normal, the normal Christian life? How does it begin? What is it? It begins with a total and radical response of the call of our Lord Jesus Christ to conversion. Total and radical. Now, the Holy Father makes it clear through the document. Our yes needs to be total and radical. And then our life response, as we walk it out, through the grace of God, being surrendered to the Father, slowly but surely, the Holy Spirit helps us come into a lived experience and an actual full surrender of all the dimensions of our life. So we can make a one-time, honest, total decision on our part in response to God to be converted to Him, to say, have our yes, an expression of faith, be total and radical. That's what the Lord expects. In fact, that's the only response that's acceptable ultimately. In the heart, it's love responding to love. It's total love calling out to human hearts to a response of love and to say, yes, Father, I believe. I believe with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength that Jesus is your Son. He's the Lord. He's the Savior. He's my Savior. And I make a decision to entrust everything I have, all that I am, to Jesus. I want to learn Jesus. I want to follow Jesus. I want to obey Jesus. I want to surrender to Jesus. I want to be everything He's made me to be. I want to be conformed to Him like the saints. And just like the saints, that radical yes to Jesus opens the door for a fuller welcoming and embrace and surrender to the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, that grace given to us in baptism, the person of the Holy Spirit, who moves us day after day closer to full surrender of our actual decisions and actual life, what we possess, what we have, what we hold, what we built for ourselves. We bring everything under the Lordship of Jesus. So conversion has a Trinitarian origin. That is, it's a work of grace. The call is to be total and radical in our response of faith. It inaugurates in us, you might say, a lifelong process of total surrender. And we keep coming back. And it's easy. And Lent's about saying, did you pick it up? Are you intentionally, from the core of your being, are you giving it all to Him? Or have you taken some of it back? Well, Lent is the time to give it all back to Him, and especially going into Holy Week. So I want to talk about it here at the beginning of this week, to just examine our hearts. Have we made that decision, the total yes? Is my love response to Jesus total and radical? I hope it is, brothers and sisters. Hope you can join me tomorrow. God bless.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.